This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about digital vaccine passports. Would it change your stance on getting vaccinated? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a poll happening on Twitter and on Instagram, but you have only about 14 minutes to get in touch with us. In the meantime, while you figure out what you want to tell us, we have a story about how Singapore and Malaysia are securing vaccine certs using blockchain.
Yes, we've now heard from Science Technology Innovation Minister Khairi Jamaluddin how both Malaysia and Singapore's digital vaccination certificates will be secured by blockchain technology and come with a traceability feature that tells the exact batch of the vaccine vials used for inoculation.
Quite cool, right?
And that's the way of the future, and you can detect, right? He explained that the interoperability between the digital certification system used in both countries is crucial, especially when taking into account standards set by the WHO, International Air Transport Association, as well as other countries. And just as a refresher, blockchain is a system recording information in a way that makes it difficult and possible to change, hack, or cheat the system, right?
Yep.
That's just referring to the story earlier, right? Khairi, the minister, who's also the coordinating minister for the National COVID-19 Immunization Program, posted this on his Facebook page on matters discussed during his meeting visiting Singapore Foreign Minister Dr. Vivian Balakrishnan in Putrajaya earlier this week. The two ministers also discussed their respective national immunization plans and exchanged best practices and the reopening of borders with health certificates recognized by both nations.
So now, I don't know, but it's for a while now, I've always thought that I'll never... Audrey Raj and blockchain will never be a thing other than me talking about blockchain on air.
Now you're a thing.
But now, you know, this is actually happening. You know, blockchain is going to be part of our lives whether we like it or not. And, you know, the UK is also using blockchain in their vaccine program in different ways. But one of the ones that really caught my attention was how the NHS, they've recognised that, you know, the vaccines need to be stored at frigid temperatures to be effective. Now, earlier you were talking about 70. Like the Pfizer a shot, right? That requires a range of like -60 to -80 Celsius. So what they've done is they've roped in a tech company called Everywhere to use sensors and cloud computing to remotely monitor the temperature of NHS refrigeration units. So if the fridge does in any way go out of temperature range, the hospital gets an automated alert, adding that without such notifications, the hospital could be forced to discard the entire batch of these vaccine supplies, right? And data security is crucial for Everywhere's modus operandi, especially when it comes to their work with NHS facilities. So the health service, NHS, suffered a serious cyber attack, I think back in 2017, and was subsequently criticised in a parliamentary report for being unprepared for hackers. So because this is so crucial to keep these vials at the right temperature, and they cannot risk a cyber attack, what they've done is, to help with cybersecurity, Everywhere has turned to a distributed ledger technology like blockchain for the program. They say that having a tamper-proof record-keeping system that can be shared across vaccine supply chains was critical, adding that decentralized computer networks with hundreds or even thousands of participants like this can play an important role in other aspects of pandemic management as well. You know, maybe to combat vaccine counterfeiting, for example, and creating unforgeable vaccination certificates so that we won't have this stuff on the dark web like we discussed earlier, right? So it's interesting because, you know, what we're witnessing here is, you know, as the pandemic spreads insecurity, uncertainty and things like that, the blockchain, this distributed ledgers, they've come into their own during this time as well, you know, and as a result, more and more people are entrusting not just their wealth, but also their health to blockchain.
Because the wealth is the hard art stuff. I mean, we've just been, so, and that is, you know, and this pandemic has brought this kind of technology to the forefront. We knew it was inevitable, right? And you're wondering then, sorry, the conspiracy theory comes in.
So, I mean, it's just, it comes back to how hesitant we are sometimes to change, you know, like how we've joked about it over the year. The chief transformation officer at most businesses has been COVID-19. And now, you know, like the new technological transformation officer is also COVID-19, right? Yeah. And now blockchain is coming to the front. It's going to be part of all our lives. We are, of course, asking you on the show today.
Would a digital vaccine passport change your stance on getting vaccines? Why or why not? So, at 68.1% getting vaxxed. Either way, 24.4%, yes, I want to travel. No, still unsure, 6.9%. And at 0.6%, others.
Yeah. Over on Instagram, we have 58% who say yes, they would get a digital vaccine passport. It would change their stance on getting vaccinated. 42% say no. Just a couple of messages to read over on Instagram. So we've got Leah Augustine, who says, I'll be taking it anyway. Sheikh Fazal says, so I can travel overseas. Mm. Professor Loredana said, I would still do it. We've got who else here? PDX3156 says it's responsible to be vaccinated either way. And we have a whole bunch of people who say that they want to travel. And Elvira says only because work requires travel, so yes. And I would get those extra vaccines too. That's what Elvira says. But thank you so much for all your messages. Of course, our top story was, would a digital vaccine passport change your stance on getting vaccinated? We also discussed the ups and downs of these digital vaccine passports with Dr. Rachel Gong, Senior Research Associate at the Khazanah Research Institute. Then we move on to story number two.
About the dark web and how you can get all this stuff illegally. don't do it, right? Because you don't know the validity of things. And of course, the story about Singapore and Malaysia using blockchain for vaccine certifications.
Yes. If you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also find the podcast on the BFM app, on iTunes, on Spotify, or anywhere else you enjoy your podcasts. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow for our fun Friday version of Enterprise Biz Bytes. You're not going to want to miss that one. We have a very, very special expert on tomorrow. So please join us again tomorrow at noon. But coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is, of course, the Breakfast Grill replay. So stay tuned for that. I think on the grill this morning was the Junior Cho, the CEO of Zurich General Insurance Malaysia. So stay tuned for that happening after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. But for now, we're going to leave you with Jet. Are you going to be my girl? Join us again tomorrow on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.